This show is powered by BL3P, the Lightning-enabled European Bitcoin exchange.
Connect the build.
Joe Downey, Nice Hash, France.
Rugby is a popular team sport that originated in England in the early 19th century. It is played by two teams, each with 15 players who attempt to score points by carrying, passing, kicking, or grounding an oval-shaped ball in the opponent's territory. Did you know William Webb Ellis was credited with inventing rugby when he picked up the ball and ran with it during a school football match in 1823?
No.
We were told you are a great steak lover. Do you consider ordering a well-done steak a travesty?
Yes.
Scotland is famous for its iconic symbols like the bagpipes, kilts, and the Loch Ness monster. Scots typically wear kilts during special occasions such as wedding, Achilles, and Highland games. Traditionally, men wouldn't wear anything under a kilt. Do you wear anything under a kilt?
No.
Nine Inch Nails is an American industrial rock band formed in 1988 by Trent Reznor. Throughout their career, Nine Inch Nails has released numerous critically acclaimed albums. Is their debut album Pretty Hate Machine your favorite?
No.
Do you like to go out and hunt? Is whale hunting or whaling also one of your hobbies?
Yes.
We heard you like to drink coffee, most likely because it contains a lot of caffeine. Did you know ancient civilizations like the Mayans and Aztecs consumed beverages containing caffeine derived from plants like cacao and guayusa?
Yes.
John C. Maxwell is an internationally recognized leadership expert, speaker, coach, and author. One of Maxwell's most well-known concepts is the law of the lid, which suggests that a person's effectiveness in leadership is limited by their ability to lead. Did you manage to raise your lid?
Yes.
The halving will take place at Friday, April 19th.
Yes.
The Magic of Thinking Big is a self-help book written by David J. Schwartz, first published in 1959. It explores the concept of achieving success by adopting a positive mindset and developing habits that encourage growth and ambition. Does this book help also to build Nice Hash?
Yes.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
No.
Welcome to the Connect the World weekly podcast. I'm Edward.
And I'm Steph. We are ready to take you with us into the beautiful world of the Lightning Network.
Enjoy the ride. This is episode 106 of Connect the World. And this show is made possible by our friends from BL3P and Bringing. Thank you guys for helping us out with our mission to connect the world with Bitcoin through the Lightning Network. And if you also want to help out with our mission, then follow us on Twitter, subscribe at our YouTube, or if you have any questions at all, then head over to our Telegram group where you can ask us anything. And of course, you can always make a donation.
Conecta el mundo.
Welcome, Joe.
Yeah, welcome. Nice to have you.
Hello, thank you. Great to be here.
Thanks, really man. Great.
Hey, I asked you, will the halving take place at Friday, April 19th? And it was a bit of, well, yeah, I need this to know because we have a halving party planned at the 19th.
What are you thinking, Steph?
you're the guys from Nice Hash, so I'm sure you have some great insights in the hash rate and the predictions of the halving. And you said yes, right? So...
I have a solution for you. You make your party 48 hours. That way you're sure it's going to fit somewhere in between there.
Well, yeah. Why didn't we think
of that?
It's
more like a rave.
Yeah, it's like a rave, man. A weekender.
Yeah. 48 hours. Well, that's, I mean, it's a big party, right? So why not make it 48 hours? Well, then maybe I can also come, Steph, because The 19th is a difficult date for me.
Yeah, well, then we stay at the venue for 48 hours. That's the best solution. I didn't think of it, Joe, but thanks, man, for the for the solution for this problem. will you do something to celebrate it? Are you planning to attend a halving party or something like that, or just celebrate it on your own maybe?
Yeah, there's quite a few things going on, so I'm not quite sure which one yet, but it's going to be interesting. There are many people doing live streams as well. I think all around the world is going to be a lot more attention on this halving than there ever has been on halvings up until now.
Yeah,
it's hit much more mainstream media. Yeah. Much more people are aware of it.
Yeah,
so there's going to be a lot of attention on this one.
But why is that? Do you think is that because, the halving event is like for a big influence on price, maybe that people expect them to raise the price to raise after it, or why is that it's because I agree with you. There's more buzz around it than. It was with the previous halving, so
it's a different time.
Yeah, why is that? Do you think, Joe?
I think it's because since the last halving, there have been so many more people who have come into the Bitcoin space, who have got into Bitcoin, and this is their first halving for many people. So a lot of people, I think, it's the curiosity factor. More than the price anticipation, of course, that's a factor. But I think a big part is just what's going to happen.
Yeah. And then
like something's going to change. Something big.
That's like a cold shower because effectively you won't see something happen, right? When you're mining, the rewards will be less. I mean, that's something you.
Exactly.
But I assume that the newbies or the class of 2024 won't be mining already. They will maybe in the next 1 or 2 years. But
So it makes a real Bitcoin nerd party, right? Everybody is waiting.
yeah,
now it's changed because can you see this? And then just some numbers are changing and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, and you're Scottish, right, Joe?
That's right.
For how long are you now living in France?
Now about 3 years.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I actually grew up here partly. I was half in Scotland and half here. So I'm familiar with it.
Do you also wear a kilt in France then? At some particular time?
Only once.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, it was
a special occasion.
Halloween.
Halloween. Oh, great. Awesome. Oh, Halloween in France. Yeah, of course.
That's nice, man. Hey, but your family is still in Scotland then, so you travel a lot to Scotland to visit them or...
Not so much anymore, but from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Hey, and you like to go out for a hunt, and we ask you if whale hunting is also amongst one of your hobbies, but it is illegal, unfortunately, at least in France, as far as I know. But what type of hunting?
I was referring to the whale hunting.
Exactly. Whale, you were referring to that.
Yes.
Oh, so it was a joke, man.
That's right.
Ah, well, then I nailed it, right?
Of course, Steph.
Yeah, then I nailed it. Oh, because I was wanting to ask you which type of hunting you do for a hobby, but it was whale hunting after all. Oh, nice, man. Okay, cool. Hey, we would really love to ask you all kinds of questions about NiceHash, Joe, but it has to be in the 21 minutes. So if you are ready, we would really love to enter the part, man. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
The 21 minutes is brought to you by Bringin, the app to reliably sell and spend Bitcoin from any wallet. Yeah, we prepared a lot of questions also about Lightning Network being implemented. But let's first talk a little bit more about NiceHash because it provides a complete ecosystem of mining, hash rate and payment solutions. So it's a lot. How does it the mining work? And if someone wants to start mining with NiceHash, what does he need to do?
So there are many ways you can mine with NiceHash. So I'll break that question down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are a hashpower marketplace, which means we have buyers on one side and sellers on another side. So as a miner, you're selling your hash rate to a buyer on the other side who's renting that and using it to mine. And you get paid in Bitcoin for all the time that you're providing your miner. And you can mine as an ASIC miner. So if you're mining Bitcoin, there are plenty of other coins, but Bitcoin is the main one. Then you will simply connect up your ASICs to our Stratum servers. And we provide a whole suite of tools that you can use for monitoring and tweaking and everything you need for mining Bitcoin. And if you're mining as more of a hobby miner, like a GPU miner, these tend to be people who have like powerful gaming PCs. This was really big, especially during Ethereum, when Ethereum was mineable. So tons of people were able to make a lot of money just from using their gaming PC. When they're not using it, they can just connect it to NiceHash and get paid in Bitcoin for all the time that that computer is online. So it's a no-brainer if you have a PC, just connect it and you'll get paid out in Bitcoins. And then the third way, you can buy hash rates. So you can use what we have called easy mining, which is like a simplified version of the main hash rate marketplace, since that's more for professional buyers. And we've got the easy mining version that you can just rent like short durations of packages of hash power. So it's very user-friendly.
And what is then the benefit of me as a miner, owner of a miner, renting out my hash rate to one of your customers instead of just connecting it to an own a pool and just take those satoshis? I mean, what's the benefit of renting it out then?
Well, there are a few benefits. One of them is that it's simpler because you just connect it and forget it. Obviously, check that it's still online and working, but it's very simple setup. So you don't have to think so much about it. And the other reason is you're dependent not on the price of Bitcoin so much in terms of your electric costs and everything, your overheads, because you're dependent on the price that the buyers are willing to pay for your hash rate. And they're competing against each other. So sometimes this pushes up the price way beyond what you would get just mining to a pool, because there are periods where people who are buying your hash rate, they're going to want to use that no matter what. So they'll bid much higher to get the extra hash rates for mining if they think they're going to get more blocks from this. So then you get a higher pay rate.
Okay, and the benefits for the other party is that they don't need to buy the hardware then.
Exactly, yeah. So they can be a person with no hardware. They can just be with a laptop and use NiceHash Marketplace. Or they could also be, for example, a farm who wants to supplement their Bitcoin mining operations during a short period or longer period. They can actually then purchase extra hash rate to add to their operations. So there's different ways you can do it.
So cool. It makes it ultra flexible, right, Steph?
Yeah.
Because then, well, the hardware isn't needed and it uses the hardware which is out there, and you only need to connect. And then you're connected to the open market.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sounds interesting. And in an early interview, you already mentioned it. You mentioned that a significant portion of NiceHash miners are gamers who utilize their GPUs for mining. What's the ratio of gamers versus other people who are mining? So the people that mine in a normal way, and will this change in the future, do you think?
This is a little bit interesting because up until the point where Ethereum went to proof of stake, we were a vast majority of gamers and GPU miners, simply because for them it's so much benefit. With all like no downsides, you just turn it on and get Bitcoin. There's no reason not to do it. Our software is free. You just download it and install it. And then when it went to proof of stake, we got a lot of interest from ASIC miners as well, wanting to do a similar thing. And more demand from the ASIC side. So we started to get many more professional, big companies like big miner farms that would come onto us and connect up as well, simply because they could earn more than they would from mining directly to a pool, especially when the Bitcoin price was a bit lower and things were a bit more tricky to balance your overhead costs. If you've got a big farm, you have huge overheads for your running costs. So they're quite dependent on the price of Bitcoin. And NiceHash provides a good alternative to that, where you can get that extra income in those times. And then recently we have seen with the rise of Bitcoin price again, we now have a lot more people trying to mine on GPUs again, because there's all the other coins that follow. As the market grows, you get a lot more interest in the other coins. And then this brings back profitability. So now we're seeing quite a big boost of that again.
And is there a minimum of terahashes when you want to rent out your hash rate? Is there a minimum or?
No, you can connect. I mean, it needs to be compatible with our platform. We have documentation on the website. You can easily go to our profitability calculator. Just put in the hardware you have. So if you know what kind of graphics card you've got, you can just enter that. Or what type of ASIC miner you've got, you can enter that and you can see if it's compatible. We are compatible with most hardware. The only thing that you wouldn't be able to mine with is some really old, like very, very old graphic cards or ASIC miners, which you'll just be paying for electric.
So for instance, my S9 might be not compatible anymore, right?
It still is in a way that a lot of people mining Bitcoin Cash still can use these S9s on like SHA-256. So it depends on the period bit of time, but if you connect it to NiceHash, you'll probably be more beneficial than you would be mining to a pool with it.
Okay.
And you're also focusing on ease of use because this sounds very easy, right? Connecting and then you just set and forget. Can you elaborate a little bit more about what makes it so user-friendly?
So the core goal of NiceHash is really to make Bitcoin and cryptocurrency easy and accessible to people. One of the big challenges with any new technology, especially when it comes to financial technology, because that's got a lot more things at stake, you really want it to be as simple, as clear, and as transparent as you possibly can in order to encourage more people to use it. And we do that both for our consumer side, where we make it very easy for people to start, like their first experience with Bitcoin. So everything is like generated for you. Your wallet's already there for you. When you open up an account, you've got all the tools and everything you need in one dashboard. So you can easily find things nicely, clearly labeled. And on the other side, we also want to make it easy for professionals as well, because you've got people who are running businesses. As I mentioned, they've got their overheads and they have to predict further into the future. So they need to be able to have solutions which are simple and fast to implement so they don't lose time. Because we all know time is money and we need to provide the simplest experience we can for everyone.
Yeah. And one thing about renting out, it intrigues me that renting out the hash rate. Can you also decide which cryptocurrency is only mined with your hash rate? Because, for instance, I'm not supporting anything else but Bitcoin because I'm, you can call me a Bitcoin maxi. I think I'm a big Bitcoin maximalist and I don't want my hardware to be used to mine other cryptocurrencies, for instance. Can I also make this by default that it can only be rented out for mining Bitcoin, for instance?
This would be a little tricky because it's the buyer who decides what the hash rate is used for. Mm-hmm. So with Bitcoin, majority of hardware is mining Bitcoin. But you will have moments where someone will switch to something like Bitcoin Cash, for example. You wouldn't actually decide yourself. It's the buyer who decides.
It's the buyer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but the rewards you get are in Bitcoin only.
You always get Bitcoin. Yeah. No matter what's mined, you will always get paid in Bitcoin.
Okay, cool. Well, enough for the renting out because there's so many things you guys do, but it intrigued me. So that's why I wanted to ask something more. But NiceHash is always focused on educational content for users. Can you share how NiceHash is utilizing its platforms to educate its community about Bitcoin and the Lightning Network and its benefits for the miners? Because I think this is obviously very important when you start mining.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I mentioned, the core of this is to make it as simple and as accessible as possible. And a part of that is educating and providing as much information as we can so people can absorb the information like in smaller doses, if you like, because Bitcoin is a lot. When you first hear Bitcoin, it's like magic internet money. What does it do? How does it How did it come into being? Can I trust this? It's always the first questions people will have. And that's something that we put a lot of effort into, providing user guides and content, keeping things up to date because things change all the time as well. We have for the last, nice ashes, 10 years now, the company has been running. We have our 10th anniversary this year. And every week we've been putting out new educational content. So there's a lot of information on our website for anyone who's interested in mining, especially, but also just general Bitcoin education.
Awesome. Yeah, and to add to that, because you're talking about the 10th anniversary, you're also organizing Nice Hash X, which is a conference in Slovenia, right?
That's correct, yeah. So the company headquarters is in Slovenia. And this year is the 10th anniversary, 10 years of NiceHash, which is quite a milestone, especially in crypto, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah, exactly.
So to celebrate, we are having a big conference in Maribor, which is the city where the headquarters is. And this is actually a beautiful location. It's very strategic as well in terms of the entrance to the European market. So as well as celebrating the 10 years of the company, we'll have lots of small events and side events. We're also going to be showcasing a lot of the local use of Bitcoin, because Slovenia is actually one of the countries in Europe which is very Bitcoin friendly, and its usage is quite widespread.
Awesome.
People are familiar with it, and people are starting to use it a lot more than in some other places. So it's a great place to showcase. Come and see us, come celebrate with us, and also look at what Bitcoin can do when it's put to work.
Yeah, we have later on, we have also some questions about the payment solutions, because that's also very interesting. But it's nice to know that Slovenia is such a Bitcoin-friendly place. So it's two dates in a row in November in Slovenia. NiceHash.com, I think it
That's
is, right?
Yeah,
we're going to put it in the show notes. And another great thing, you've implemented the Lightning Network for miner outputs. Can you share a little bit about the journey and challenges you faced, and what motivated the shift towards Lightning Network payouts over traditional Bitcoin transactions, for example?
So, yeah, first of all, at NiceHash, we are big Lightning fans. We really love Lightning. It's the only way that Bitcoin is going to become really mainstream, in my opinion, and I think many other people's opinion, because it's what makes it usable on a day-to-day basis. And we had implemented Lightning fairly early. I think it was 2019. We implemented the Lightning node and started to have deposits withdrawals on the platform. And we have a lot of contact with Lightning developers, so we keep very close contact with them and always make sure the node is like very latest versions, and we get all the info what's like coming up. And it just makes Bitcoin so much more usable. Bitcoin is already great. No one can deny that, but it is slow, and sometimes the fees are quite high. And as an alternative payment solution, you need instant payments. If you're going to compete with something like Visa or MasterCard, it's got to be instant. It's got to be usable in a shop or a supermarket or when you buy your coffee. So for us, it's a huge part of our journey. It's a big part of a lot of the tools we have on the platform. We want to make sure that they can always be accessed directly through Lightning. And this latest release of the mining payouts was a huge one for us, because it's... we're still the first company at the moment to have done this, but also it makes your Bitcoin usable straight away.
Yeah,
like you can get your mining payouts, and we pay out every 4 hours, which is also quite different to a mining pool. So you receive your payouts every 4 hours.
And there's no threshold. So if you just mine like 8 satoshis or something, you get that 8 satoshis paid out, or
there is a threshold, but it's very small. It's very low, so it's like price of a coffee.
Okay,
so every 4 hours you can get your payout straight to your Lightning. I think a year or two back we did some video. It was in El Salvador, and we had a guy sitting on the beach, and he was getting his he bought a cocktail with the Lightning payouts from his mining payouts, And then he was waiting for like the next lightning period. So he was like drinking cocktail, wait 4 hours. Okay, I can go get another one.
Oh, nice,
but
nice.
Cool. Now you can do that with lightning, so it's even faster. So it's like straight away you can go and pay for something.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's great. Yeah, I mean, because I told you in before the recording that my S9, I'm now mining at Brains, and the threshold is 200,000 satoshis. Well, an S9 is doing like, well, maybe a couple of thousand a day, maybe. So it takes a hell lot of time to get to those 200,000 satoshis, right? And then you need to run
of thirst by then.
Yeah, exactly.
Time preference, and
you need it to let it run 24 hours, and I'm only using it to warm up this area. So I'm not even mining 24 hours. I think I mine like 8 hours a day or something. So for me, it will take ages to. So lightning payouts is a real deal breaker for me, or I think for a lot of home mining people.
Especially for smaller miners, because you've got that huge benefit of the fees, because you don't have so many fees on the network, and it's instant. You can
cool.
You can go pay with it straight away.
Yeah, and since the integration from the Lightning Network, how has the miner experience changed on NiceEdge? Specifically, how have the faster and more efficient payout affected miner satisfaction and engagement on the platform? I mean, can imagine that you attract a lot of miners because of this option.
Yeah, so we've seen every week since we launched it, every week there's more and more people starting to use it. Just because of the speed, the simplicity, it just makes Bitcoin much more tangible in a way. If you can say that with Bitcoin, since it's in a digital format, but I think Lightning is the most tangible form of Bitcoin. I think people are starting to see that. And once you start using Lightning, I mean, you continue using Lightning. I know very few people who have discovered Lightning and stop using it. I don't think I know anyone who's tried it and then stops using it. It's just the way forward.
It is. Yeah, to be honest, it's my only way to really interact with Bitcoin, because I have my multisig setup, and that's my pension, my savings for my children and all. And then I have my own node and where my Lightning sets are on, and that's like the only thing I touch in a way with paying at a restaurant or something. And it's my only way to really interact with Bitcoin. I mean, I'm also doing a DCA strategy, so, but it's all automatically transferred to my multisig setup, and I mean the only thing I do is check if the hardware wallets are still okay every now and then, but I don't do. So it's just that that my node is the real interaction with the Bitcoin network for me. So I totally agree, man.
Yeah, a great way to do it.
I think it's nice to add also some of the numbers, because I've read 1,800 weekly payouts through the Lightning Network and over 350,000 transactions. That's really a lot with top for performing Lightning nodes, of course. So that's very important that it works good. Can you also tell a little bit more about the NiceHash Pay Lightning enabled payment solution? Because I think it's still a pilot, right? But merchants can already accept it through your platform, I think.
That's correct. It's in it's in a local launch phase, so it's like very early stages still. But there's a handful of local businesses around Maribor which are using this already, and people can accept Bitcoin payments. And the whole goal of this is to provide an all-in-one solution for both for merchants but also for consumers. So from the merchant side, they can accept through, of course, through the application, through the web pages if they're like an e-commerce, but also physically we have POS terminals, we provide those to merchants. So straight away people can just scan the code and NFC payments, instant Lightning payments. We recently did one last week with like a street food festival.
Yeah.
So we trialed this out with a whole bunch of vendors and provided them with the POS terminals. And then we got some payment NFC payment cards as well for Lightning. So the consumer also, can just straight away, even without the phone, they can just straight away go link the wallet is linked and just pay for everything.
I think so that's a great thing, because then you're really putting the educational side on it. So giving them an NFC card, and then they learn, hey, I can pay with this NFC card with Bitcoin and Lightning.
It's like the people really can feel that, okay, this is money, I can use this.
Indeed.
When you see a Bitcoin in your wallet, like the first time you're exposed to Bitcoin, you're a little unsure, like, okay, what are these numbers? What is this? How do I use this? That's one of the things people ask.
I really like that you guys are really embracing the Lightning Network, because I don't see a lot of other companies do it the way you guys do. And do you have maybe some other Lightning related stuff that is coming up that you guys are planning to roll out in the near future?
We have, the payments is the biggest thing that's coming out in the future. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a huge one for people to be able to start using it on a daily basis. So that's one of the core focuses at the moment. And also using it in every way we can to spread it into different avenues and venues and people getting to see that they can use Lightning.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. And that really makes the shift to more adoption. So I think that's a great thing that you're doing that. And if it's right that Slovenia is such a Bitcoin-friendly country, then I think a lot of merchants are potentially going to hook it up. And of course, consumers to start using it and start learning how it works. So I think it's a great add-on to the services you provide. That was the gong. I had a lot of Lightning questions and some other extra, but well,
it's the weekly struggle we have.
Because the part of mining is interesting, of course. So then, there's so much to ask.
There's only one thing we can do about it, Edward. We need to increase the Bitcoin supply limit to 41 or something, 41 million. Then we can name this to 41 minutes, right? So then we have like 20 minutes extra.
Yeah. No,
just kidding.
Scarcity is very important. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if the Nice Hash Pay is going to be rolled out, then it would be great to invite you back and ask you, how did you pull it off? How are you orange pilling all those Slovenians? And of course, with the conference, we're interested in following that too.
Yeah, so, love to talk more.
Let's continue.
Thanks.
Connetti il mondo.
Yeah, we have one question left for you, Joe. And the funny thing is that you may choose yourself. We prepared a question from Alexander Leishman. He's from River. From Nikolai Chogareiro. He's from Bitcoin Mining Namibia. Or from Michael Fisher, and he's from Opago. You may choose, Joe, one of them.
I'll go for the first one.
Okay, Alexander Leishman.
Alex, yep.
Hi, I'm Alex Leishman from River, and I have this question for you. What is your favorite Lightning node and why?
NiceHash, of course.
That
was easy.
That's a really easy one.
I put a question in, and I thought, what is he going to say? I mean...
but I mean, do you also run a node personally, Joe?
I don't personally, no. I have many things to do, but we have an amazing guy who takes care of our Lightning at NiceHash.
Okay. And you also, you haven't run one in the past?
I did try one at one point, yeah.
Okay, which one was it?
Okay.
I can't remember the name.
Raspberry Blitz or Start 9 or?
No, it wasn't one of them.
Core Lightning?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Core Lightning, okay. So you.
Lightning, yeah.
Okay, but now you're obviously more only using NiceHash.
I just tried it at one point and I was like, okay, I'm going to leave this to the pros.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, man.
It's easier. Yeah, thanks.
Conectado Lumia.
Okay, Joe, where can people follow you, man? We already said that the website for the conference was nicehashx.com, right?
That's right, yeah. You have nicehash.com is the main site. And you have nicehashx.com is for the conference.
Cool.
And we're also on most of the main media platforms. So you can find us, NiceHash Mining, on Twitter, We also have a big Discord community. That's for the people who are mining, and they can mm-hmm. find technical help there. And we're on Reddit. We're also on all the main pages like Facebook, LinkedIn. You search for nice-mining, you'll find us there.
Cool.
Great. Yeah. So for everybody who wants to know more, we are going to put it in the show notes. And then they can find you. Thanks again, Joe. Thanks for being on the show. And till next time, of course. And thanks for everybody else for listening. And thanks to all members participating in the Satoshi Radio Rings of Fire. And of course, thanks to everyone helping to connect the world with us. If you like our content, then please support us in our mission. Visit our website, connecttheworld.life, where you can also make a donation and subscribe, like, and share our content on your favorite platform. So we need you to complete our mission, connect the world. So keep those nodes running, sets flowing, and rings burning. And see you all next week on the same Lightning channel. Au revoir, Joe.
See you, Joe.
Thank you. Bye.